Okay, here's a loaded question. So if you're supposed to be going to the places where people are at risk and doing the education there, does that mean you have to go to the gay bars and you have to go to the places where people are getting transfusions of blood? Where do you hang out to do this kind of education?
Our outreach and prevention staff are going into the gay bars and providing outreach there and providing counseling and testing there. We do street outreach, and our prevention staffer, Aaron, is out on Water Street and downtown with volunteers handing out condoms and making sure that people know we have HIV testing here. So that's a setting. Our office is also a place where we can reach people at risk. One of our programs is a clean needle exchange program. So injection drug users can bring in used syringes and exchange them for clean. That's a perfect opportunity to talk about risky behaviors, how to make them safer, and offer HIV testing as well as hepatitis C testing. So we're going out, we're bringing them in, we're trying to reach them in whatever way is safe and accessible to them.
Well, we've wandered around quite a bit. Cheryl, I want to come back a little bit to more about you. You said that you got into this work because social justice work was important to you. You wanted to do something. Fresh out of college, you want to go into something good that's making a difference in the world. Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, that's a good question, isn't it? I think I was raised with the value that we help others, and that's what we're supposed to do in life, is be a part of the world in every way. I think that college was a good place for me to learn about all of the different issues. I had some great classes on race and gender, and I had a lot of sociology and psychology classes that opened my eyes to the problems in the world and the problems right here in our community. And so I think that fed the desire even more. In my first job out of college, I worked at Planned Parenthood, and I understood issues of gender even more after that, and poverty and inequity. And it's just all of my volunteer work and work to date has just increased that. It's just who I am.